No, no, there was never any order. We weren't supposed to meet her and link up with the Russians. Yeah, sure. Oh, we were. Oh, yeah, the generals were. Oh, not only that, when Kotzebue first got in touch, by radio, they were furious there. We weren't supposed to meet the Russians. They were furious. They were glad, too, because there were no casualties. And they were also angry when Robertson came back, but it didn't take them long to get over it. No, no. Oh, very much. That's the way armies should meet. We met as we should have met. Otherwise, it would have been a sort of checkerboard thing, the way it was planned. Yeah.
That moment then, that moment really was the high moment of the war, wasn't it?
Oh, sure, because that was the you see, it's one thing when diplomats meet or peace treaties are signed, but when two Allied armies meet to cut the hostile army, the Nazi army in half, that's when the war ended. Oh, sure. There were a number of concentration camps in the area, and they had already started breaking out of the camps. And there were the slave labor, not only from Russia, but from other countries of Eastern Europe. There were many German deserters, some of them actually dressed up in women's clothing. But the great mass was the German civilian refugees fleeing the Russians. They were continually blocking the road. That was a tremendous job. Yeah, mostly women, children, and old men.
Were you in Leipzig too?
Well, Leipzig was our last battle. You see, Leipzig is about 15 miles west of where our company headquarters was. And from Remagen and the Rhine River, it took us about 3 weeks to get to Leipzig. And that was our last combat action. And our company, that's where our company suffered quite a few casualties. And the reason we suffered casualties in Leipzig was that there is a great big memorial in Leipzig for, there was Napoleon fought a big battle there. And there's a tremendous concrete memorial there. What happened was that about 100 fanatic Nazi remnants of the Nazi army had holed themselves into the bunker and held out to the bitter end. And they had caught us, actually men of our company, in fire. We lost about 20 men there. And it was a tremendous job clearing them out of the bunker. Well, it's mentioned in that.
We don't think of you meeting the Russians. We don't know the dead bodies.
It's mentioned in the Thompson article in the Tribune, and it's something that should be remembered because this was before the dead of Nagasaki and Hiroshima and in Korea, and for that matter,
the Russian artillery also American planes too.
It could have been. It was probably. And also it could have been the Russians, Germans still firing from the other side, although that wasn't lucky. But don't forget that the bridge couldn't be seen from the, even a half mile from the Russian lines because it was in a sort of depressed area.
Bombing this bridge.
And to keep as many Germans as possible from fleeing across, German soldiers from fleeing across the bridge, because the Germans knew the Russians would be approaching the bridge and had set up artillery. And it's quite possible that the Germans blew up the bridge. They didn't care perhaps what was happening.
I think we got it. I think you're pretty tired, aren't you?
Yeah, I got carried away here.
Thank you.
You know, in 38 years, I've never got anywhere near $1,000.
At least, permission to use it.
You can use it any way you like.
You
can use it on your program.
I know, we have nothing for the book. Everybody signs. It's a regular form thing, you see that. It means permission to use it in the book. It's the same release for everybody.
I mean, you can use it any way you like.
I know, thank you. No, I want this primarily for the book. I think we... What did you just say just now? You were saying about the Michigan Avenue Bridge.
Well, in recent years, with in recent years, instead of going to Torgau or meeting with the Soviet veterans in Washington or in Moscow, due to financial considerations and financial responsibilities, and still determined to. Remember the day. It's a personal obligation. The important thing is that somebody somewhere remembers. And as long as it's that one person that remembers, it isn't dead. And the memory of the Elbe River link-up isn't dead, and it's not going to die. So in recent years, the last 10 years, I thought it was a good idea that there was the Elbe River, and then we have our own beautiful Michigan Avenue. We had the Chicago River flowing under the Michigan Avenue Bridge, where Chicago was born many years ago. So I stood a personal vigil, sometimes with a sign, sometimes without it, in the last 10 years. And I'm determined that, God willing, I'll be there again this year, and for example, it's interesting. There is in the Jewish Talmud, there's a story about the 36, the Lamed Vavniks. See, a Lamed means three in Hebrew, and Vav means six. So the Lamed Vav is at the 36. So there's a tradition that somewhere in the world there are 36 righteous men who don't know each other, who are completely unknown to anybody, and that as long as there are these 36 dedicated men, the world will not go under, it will continue to survive. And that there are these unknown persons. So I, as far as... I just stay there and think. I rededicate myself, it's a matter of, it's a remembrance. Sometimes I carry a sign. The sign in recent years is, you may wonder, well, you don't devote 365 days to memorializing the Elbe River link-up. What are you doing most of your time? Well, for the last 30 years, I've been interested in the problem of proliferation of nuclear weapons. In fact, I have made an important contribution in the actual formulation of the treaty in 1968 and keeping it alive. And I am an authority on treaty, and often I'll carry a sign to save the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and I'll pass out a statement of ideas I have to halt the spread of nuclear weapons and to encourage primarily the American and the Soviet Union to abide by its terms. Sometimes I'll mention that Joseph Plowsky, member of the 1st American Patrol to meet the Soviet Army, the Elbe River. What happens is that the past passes by. Basically, it's a matter of non-recognition, being a out of sync with the with the spirit of the times. But the spirit of the times changes and will change. Actually, Chicagoans are good that way. I've been never bothered or anything.
No, I mean, no,
Oh, yes, they stop and talk to me, and I, and they're generally in front. I tell them what happened. No. And although I've never, I've been pretty much of a none person as far as publicity was concerned. I'm a native Chicago, and I've been here all my life. Chicago has been nice to me, and I'm wild about this city, and so I'll be at the bridge next April 25th. God willing, I hope I make it.